and or maybe just go ahead and sit down. And if talking about sit down, you say, well, now I sit. Yesterday I
sit.
Uh-huh, and I have many times. I have. Would you say I have sat there many times before, or what?
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay. What about if you don't want somebody to wait till the potatoes are passed around, you'd say, well, just go ahead and
have some.
Okay. What about, or maybe help yourself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So after you told him to do that, he went ahead and
help yourself. Mm-hmm.
What about if you're declining food, something you'd say, if you don't choose to eat something, well, I don't
care for that.
What about if food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been what?
Warmed up.
Mm-hmm. What would you call food like that? You'd say you're having?
Leftover.
So, once you,
That's what you had tonight.
Is that right? Well, it was still mighty good. So you put the food in your mouth and begin to do what?
Chew.
Uh-huh. Have you ever taken cornmeal and boiled it with salt and water and eaten it that way? You ever heard of anybody who eats something like that, or what it's called?
No.
Would that be mush?
Yeah, I ain't sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard mush called anything else? Okay. What if for a regular meal, you probably eat meat and some kind of what?
Vegetable.
Excuse me. Does it make any difference what you call them, whether you raised them at home or bought them at the market? Would you still just call them vegetables?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a small place near the house where you grow vegetables?
Garden.
Mm-hmm. And what about this food that we have here in the South that people like to eat with their breakfast? You know, it's white and you have eggs and bacon and some white made out of corn, you know.
Biscuits, cornbread, muffin.
Okay, and what else could you have for a typical Southern breakfast other than eggs and bacon and sausage and biscuits and
syrup
and what else? You can put butter in this, you know, and
salt
and pepper it. I'm thinking about grits.
Yeah, grits.
And what if you had, you know, the whole grains, after you leach the cover off, you'd have what? Whole grains of the corn, you know, what do you call that? Something that comes in cans, some of it?
Hominy.
Yeah. Okay. And what about if you don't have potatoes with your meat, you might have some other starchy food. Could pour gravy on it.
Potatoes.
Okay, and if you didn't have potatoes, you could have something else that's still white and it's comes in grains. Uncle Ben's.
Right.
What about the, what do you call an alcoholic beverage that people make themselves, don't pay tax on it? Might make it out in the woods somewhere and still.
Moonshine.
You ever heard that called anything else?
White lightning.
You ever heard anything other than moonshine or white lightning?
I've heard it called a lot of things, but
what?
Skeeter juice. There's all stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that. What about, is there any particular name for it if it's not distilled, you know, not so high powered?
Well, it's